By being able to observe the trauma from the calm, mindful state that IFS calls self, a term I'll discuss further in Chapter 17, mind and brain are in a position to integrate the trauma into the overall fabric of life. This is very different from traditional desensitization techniques, which are about blunting a person's response to past horrors. This is about association and integration, making an horrendous event that overwhelmed you in the past into a memory of something that happened a long time ago. Nonetheless, psychedelic substances are powerful agents with a troubled history. They can easily be misused through careless administration and poor maintenance of therapeutic boundaries. It is to be hoped that MDMA will not be another magic cure released from Pandora's box. What about medications? People have always used drugs to deal with traumatic stress. Each culture and each generation has its preferences. Gin, vodka, beer or whiskey, hashish, marijuana, cannabis or ganja, cocaine, opioids like OxyContin, tranquilizers such as Valium, Xanax, or Klonopin. When people are desperate, they will do just about anything to feel calmer and more in control. Mainstream psychiatry follows this tradition. Over the past decade, the Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs, combined, have spent over $4.5 billion on antidepressants, antipsychotics, and anti-anxiety drugs. A June 2010 internal report from the Defense Department's Pharmacoeconomic Center at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio showed that 213,972, or 20%, of the 1.1 million active duty troops surveyed were taking some form of psychotropic drug, such as antidepressants, antipsychotics, sedative hypnotics, or other controlled substances. However, drugs cannot cure trauma. They can only dampen the expressions of a disturbed physiology, and they do not teach the lasting lessons of self-regulation. They can help to control feelings and behavior, but always at a price, because they work by blocking the chemical systems that regulate engagement, motivation, pain, and pleasure. Some of my colleagues remain optimistic. I keep attending meetings where serious scientists discuss their quest for the elusive magic bullet that will miraculously reset the fear circuits of the brain, as if traumatic stress involved only one simple brain circuit. I also regularly prescribe medications.